Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? What's up? Y'all are on the line,
nothing.
Guys. Y'all need to talk.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, hey. What's up? Who is this calling in?
Oh, it's Leah again.
Oh, hey. What's up? I thought you were my other friend, but so what's new? Any cool visions, dreams? Have you been rapture stressed?
I have not been rapture stressed. I had a weird dream last night. It was odd. It was actually about YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was so strange. Like, I was, normally I watch from my phone, and then there were people, I can't remember everything that happened, but just the things that stand out, it was like, I was looking at the videos, and then all of a sudden, like, the videos kind of, like, started changing, and they were weird. It was kind of like they were being inspected by something, and then it was just, like, gone, and then there was, like, no more YouTube. It was just, like, it was being taken over and infected by something. It was so strange, and then...
Oh, wow, that,
like,
is really weird.
Yeah, I know. So, like, there's this lady who's, like, at my church who I'm friends with, and then she comes out of this house, and the house is, like, familiar to me. I think it might have been my grandma's. It was very strange. And then she comes out, and she says, Daniel 9, and I'm like, what? And then she comes out, and she says, Daniel 9 again, and I'm like, what? It was so strange. It was, like, weird.
That was in your dream?
Yes!
Weird. So what does Daniel 9 say?
So I went, because I, like, said to her, because I was, like, Daniel 9:27, and I said it twice, and then, you know, all of a sudden it was, like, really weird, and then so I was, like, 1 week of darkness, and I don't know why, because there's no 1 week of darkness, but when I woke up, I did look it up, and then it's talking about the 70th weeks of Daniel, so it was very strange. I don't know what that was supposed to mean. It was weird. I've never had dreams like that.
Interesting. Well, when you were talking about YouTube and how all that was weird, I did see an article where they're going to start charging 50 cents just to watch a YouTube video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, I saw it on Fox News. It was pretty weird. But, yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. The 70th week thing, that's funny because you know who John and Judy are. They were on last night or whatever. And John was talking about, you know, it's like his 64th or 3rd day of travail or whatever that God's fallen on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something about, like, maybe, like, something significant will happen on the 70th day because of that or something. I don't know. But, yeah, so that's crazy.
Yeah, I thought so. I was just like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah, okay, someone else is on the line. Let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this calling in?
It's Missy.
Hey. What would you like to share with us today?
Well, I just thought I'd call in and see what y'all were talking about. We're all watching the rapture together, or waiting for it, you know. So I'm really excited.
I am too. How's the weather been where you are? It's been pretty, like, good here in Alabama, but late, like, previous days it's been pretty rainy and yucky. And
yeah, it's pretty miserable. The usual winter weather, I guess, except for colder than probably normal. So,
right.
Not the warm weather that I'd like.
Right. Well,
but I know it's going to be better when we get up there in heaven.
Oh, I know,
I'm
right?
I'm looking forward to to not
fresh
having to be
air.
Wrapped up and freezing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Leah was sharing a dream she had the other night that was pretty cool about, like, YouTube and how it kind of seemed like there was something, like, monitoring, like, YouTube and kind of creepy stuff. So she was sharing that. And I was telling her how, you know, they're going to start charging 50 cents for every YouTube video you watch, but hopefully we'll be rapture before then. So
yes, I'm sure we will. It seems like God is allowing, you know, people to come in with their dreams and visions to encourage the bride right now. So probably the restrainer is going to be keep restraining, I think, until we leave. Then maybe some of that strange things about the 50 cents or whatever will happen. But it seems like God's grace is there, because I think there's a lot of souls coming to know him through the internet right now.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I was sharing with some Muslim guy today.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So,
how did
I mean,
that go?
Oh, you could tell that he was really thinking about some of the things that I said. And at first he had a lot of kind of scripted answers, and then I started saying some things that I knew that I felt like the Holy Spirit's anointing was on. And he seemed to get kind of stopped in thinking. You know, he wasn't able to respond really fast. And it's just, it's neat, you know. I think there's a lot of souls that are out there and they're hungry. There's a lot of people going through hard times right now, and my family has been praying that God will turn a lot of these hardships around and cause people to cry out to him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, you can definitely see the clear, like, distinct divide between, like, I feel like good and evil now.
Yeah, it's really grievous. The hardest part, I think, right now is just seeing people who profess to be Christians attacking other believers. That's the hardest thing, I think, right now. You expect that in the unsaved community that don't know God, but you don't expect it in people who supposedly profess to be Christians and read the Bible, you know.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
Excusing slander,
of,
you know,
it's like
camping out on one
that
scripture. That.
Out.
Yeah, they camp out on one scripture, you know, that we have the right to judge, but then they completely have a disregard for all the other scriptures that says, love your brother, don't slander, don't treat prophecy with contempt. And there's a ton of scriptures, that, but they completely threw all those away and then just camp out on judging. Although they forget the one that says the way you judge is the way you will be judged. They don't do that one, you know.
So,
yeah, that's the hardest thing, you know. Sometimes it's easier to deal with those that are truly lost, and when they curse you out, you know they're lost and they can't help themselves. But those who profess, those are the harder ones that I think grieve my soul, you know.
And it's the very ones that, you know, try to call out the wolves in sheep's clothing that really are the wolves, you know?
Yes.
A lot
yes.
of them are.
I didn't understand all that when I first came to know the Lord about 25 years ago. I thought I would be welcomed into this big family of believers. I didn't know those were the ones that would be throwing me against the wall and trying to tear me apart.
Right.
You know?
Let's see who these other people are calling in real fast. Hey, how are you doing?
What's up? It's us.
What's up, y'all?
Me and Carter.
Hey. How's it going? Who do we have on here?
Hey, here's this I just let on the air.
Hey, it's John from Rapture Kitty.
Everybody's
hi,
coming to the party.
Hey.
Yeah, so, just wanted to talk about, like, well, here's a vision that I had, like, last night.
Yeah.
So, I just want to say something. God really officially told me, like, a couple weeks ago, actually, that Antichrist and the false prophet were brought Barack Obama and Pope Francis. Maybe you are getting at me for saying this, but God really said to me that there's no other. That guy is really it. There's not, like, Prince William or anything. I know the guy that's a little fishy with being the Antichrist, but Obama, he just told me Obama and Pope Francis, the false prophet, and Obama's the Antichrist. And if you do the research, Obama really is the Antichrist, because his, like, numerical value in his, like, DNA or something is 666, and there's way too much proof for him not to be the Antichrist. And he's always, like, a man of peace. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. But then when it says, like, when they say peace and destruction, that's what this peace treaty thing. And I really think we're going to leave before the peace treaty is signed. And we have to, because that's Bible prophecy.
Now, everyone that's called in is on the line, so feel free to talk.
Yeah.
You're right on, John. Good
word. I want to tell one more thing. Some people think they're going to rapture, but sometimes they don't. It's pretty easy to go on the rapture, but these people that have keep on, like, hating on people and they have no love or forgiveness in their heart, they think they're going to see the king, but they really might get left behind because the people that are going have so much love and so much forgiveness and they just love Jesus. They don't really have, necessarily have to be in the rapture, but if they plain don't have love in their heart, then I need to tell them it's end for a story for them, and they're probably going to get left behind, those people.
Right.
Yes, you're right.
Absolutely.
Do you want to share your John, about the alien that you didn't share yet?
Okay, I sure it's just pretty disturbing.
Well, do y'all want to hear it or no?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
I would like to.
Okay, Dylan.
The charging is on in the kitchen.
What? Oh, my God. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
So, it happened like this. So, this guy was in this room, and he was, like, praying that the rapture would happen now. Then the rapture happened. Then I saw that everybody, the false rapture's real. Everybody, all these aliens took them up into a spaceship. They were getting abducted. And I saw this abduction. It was pretty disturbing. You want to hear this?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I hope you can handle. So, this guy went in one of the things who strapped on, and he was like, ah. And then, these aliens took off, like, they took off his arms, they took off his, like, abdomen, they took off his another arm, they took off his head, and they replaced it with an alien head, and they replaced it with an alien arm, and replaced it with another alien arm, then they replaced it with the alien, like, front body, and then, but the legs were human. Then he got out of the chair, and he started going crazy. Then after that happened, there were these people that were going to UFO, because they thought to go up with them, but when they went over there, the laser beam hit, and they just disintegrated, and this guy picked up the salt and he just blew it, and he was like, whoa. And then all these, the remaining people, these laser beams were shooting down all at them.
Wow, that sounds pretty intense.
I don't think I want to be here during the tribulation when that's going on.
Hey,
yeah,
it
sounds pretty scary.
I just let everyone on the line, so if you want to say anything, feel free.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
There is going to really big and beat a, like, really big false rapture. These people are actually going to get abducted. That's what God was showing me. But we're going to be long gone. And the only way out of the tribulation, if you accept Jesus in your heart, if you don't have love in your heart or don't forgive anybody, and you're just, like, playing against God, then you're not going. But if you just love Jesus and you believe in him and you have forgiveness, you're going. That's the only ticket out of here.
Amen.
You're right.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just like, this is finally it. I really agree with Dustin. He said there will be no Super Bowl. I kind of agree with him because me and Dustin agree a lot. That's why we're kind of like brothers. And I think we're not going to be here for a Super Bowl. I really don't, because the rapture is so close and imminent, like seconds away. I just really don't think we're going to be here. It's like, it's not in days anymore. There used to be days, like in 2012, but now there's not, like, end of the year or months or anything, okay? He's coming now.
Yeah, hey, I kept getting the word seconds, and I was surprised you said seconds, John, because that was the same word I was getting, seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these people don't know what they're in for the tribulation. There's going to be, like, FEMA. They're going to be taken to these FEMA camps, and everybody's going to be, like, happy. It's like, oh, this is a big camp. But when they finally get there, they're going to, I'm sorry to say it, but they're going to get their head chopped off, okay? So if they give their life to Jesus in the tribulation, when they die, they're going to see us. When they die, after the 7 years of tribulation, God will come down with a white horse, and everybody will kind of be, like, raptured. Everybody will kind of be raptured because God's coming down to wipe out the whole world into the big war. Then after that, new millennium, which everybody is all happy and it's all good. But the tribulation, when people go to concentration camps, they're all going to make it seem like it's nice. But then when they finally get there, it's not going to be nice for them. So if they give their life to Jesus in the tribulation, when they die, when they go to those concentration camps, when they die, if they gave their life to Jesus, they're going to be going up in heaven with us. But if they didn't, it's bad news for them. They're going down there.
Scary thought, yeah.
Well, God didn't tell me seconds, but he told me now, so whatever that means.
Or you know
he,
what?
Oh,
he actually he just said Jesus is coming. There's nothing like between now and seconds. They mean the same thing. When he says now and seconds, they don't mean imminent. It means truly imminent. Like, people were saying that was imminent last year, but now it's truly imminent. Like, no more time left. Like, that he showed me the hourglasses were empty. All of them were empty, okay? The bottle cap has been blown off of that champagne, and that's basically the champagne of destruction pouring down this world.
And the celebration up there. Yeah. Can't wait to go up there with all y'all.
I think, okay, rapture dance. Rapture dance. Come on. My rocker dance, I wish you could see it. My rocker dance is like, duh, 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 duh. And she is like this. Or she can see
it. You
right
have any
now,
more
but...
words? You have any more words, John, for us?
Yeah. I'm going to be on here, but I'm just saying, I have some more words, yeah. I mean, these people don't know they're going to escape destruction, but God gave them that knowing your spirit. That's going to be really cool because if you know you're going to escape destruction, it's happy for you, but if you kind of question, it's not really that happy. I just want everybody that's hearing this, if they don't have 100% assurance they're going, that I would pray for them and that God would give them that assurance that they're going and not going to be left behind.
Does anyone else have any more dreams or, like, visions or anything they've had recently or anything you want to share?
Can
they
hear
music?
Can you hear me?
What?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you.
Sorry. You can? Okay. Well, I want to know, first of all, if I am counted worthy to be raptured.
If you've accepted Jesus in your heart,
am I counted worthy to be raptured? Am I counted worthy? This is Carol.
Okay, so you want to know if you are and how do you know?
No. This is Carol.
Oh, hey,
I'm counted worthy.
Oh, it's counted worthy.
Hello. You guys, this is Carol.
I didn't know
your
first name.
How are you
doing? Hello.
Oh, now you know who I am? Do you guys know? Judy, John, are you there?
Yes,
Katie?
You're that really nice
yes.
lady. We are all here.
Like, I was just playing that with a question that I was asking. Do you guys know if I'm counted worthy? Trying to get you guys to snap.
Sorry, I'm a little slow. I'm sorry.
I'm slow
today.
I think so.
I care.
I know I don't sound like I write. But I do have a sense of humor. Now you know. I just wanted to say hi to everybody, and I'm not even sure how to I can hear you guys on both on the phone and on the computer, but I don't know how to do the chat, Ryan, because I don't know when I register I have to pay anything. Do I have to pay anything to
right.
register?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, anyway.
Hey, are you there? I just wanted to say hi to Carol. Hi, Carol, Judy. I just ran out of the bedroom to come say hi to you.
not, well, I, you know, I hear your voice all the time, but now you get to hear my voice, even though I hate the way I sound, but, you know, this is me. This is what, this is the voice God gave me, so I, you know, I'm happy with it because he's happy with it.
Yeah.
Right?
So I'm trying to figure out how to chat on the little chat line, and I did. I made an account, but now I have to, like, confirm a password, which I did, but it's, I'm having a hard time doing something, but I'm actually listening on the computer in the other room, and John is on the phone, like, listening to you guys. So anyway, awesome. Keep sharing.
Okay, we have some more callers. I'm going to see who they are. Hey,
okay.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm going to
go ahead
and let you guys go. What's that?
Go ahead, Carol.
Oh, I just wanted to say hello because I missed yesterday's program, and I'm really, really excited about these block talk radio shows, and I can't wait to hear everybody's testimonies or visions, dreams, experiences, and any word of now. I want us to leave now. Like I'm the only one, right? As if I'm
You're not the only one.
But this has been, I'm telling you, this has been the most wonderful, exciting, joyous time, you know, of my rapture-centric life. Because forever since I've been saved and been looking for the Lord, I've been looking for rapture-centric people. And now I know why the Lord gave me a dream or vision back in July 2013 in the middle of the night with the words away in a manger, which is Christmas carol, about the Lord's birth, about the Lord's first coming. And I didn't understand the dream or vision, except that the Lord was telling me, you better revisit that I'm coming soon again. So come December, you know, October, November, and December, when I found you guys, you know, I didn't see the year 2013. I didn't hear the Lord tell me he was returning, but that those words had something to do with the time we are in, and if anything, it was to connect me with this rapture-centric group. And for that, I am so grateful and thankful. Now I'm just waiting today, Lord. I'm waiting to hear the shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God. So you better come now because you said you're coming now, and we all want you to come now, and we're stamping our feet on the ground because we want you to come right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to let you guys go so you can get other people on the phone and share whatever they want to share, and I look forward to hearing everybody's comments. Okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Is this Katie that I'm talking to right now who said thank
yes,
you so much?
Yes, Katie.
Oh,
you're
Katie.
You're welcome.
And don't forget, you're going to teach me all those dance moves when we get to our mansions.
Okay, I will.
Okay. All right. See you guys.
Okay,
all right.
Bye. Tell you something. As we see in a lot of rooms, but if people say the king is coming, like the king is coming, I'm like, I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, because I'm tired of hearing that now. I'm tired of hearing the king is coming soon. I'm tired of like hearing all those terms because the only thing I want term I want to hear is like seconds away now, because that is the truth. He's not coming soon. He's not coming in days. That is the truth that he's coming now. So.
Yeah, good point.
Hey,
we all want him
can
now.
Can I just add something?
Sure.
Okay, well, this is kind of going back a little bit, but I want to talk about John's vision where he saw the dude getting kind of replaced with, like, alien body parts. I mean, I'm pretty sure that was referring to when people get the Mark of the Beast or the RFID chip, it changes their DNA. So it literally,
oh, yeah.
it changes, like, who they are. So if you go with them, then it will literally change you. So that's how I understood it from the vision. Was
that's
like,
a good interpretation, yeah. Did you hear that, John?
Yeah, I heard that.
There's a name for it, I think. Isn't there?
Yeah.
It's like some technology. I know what you're talking about. Yes, I've read up on that.
Yeah, it stands for radio frequency identification chip, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong.
But yeah, it takes over their mind.
Wait.
It literally changes them.
I heard it takes away the gene that we have that allows us to believe in God, too.
Yeah,
it suppresses all that kind of stuff. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And it has cyanide in it, so if they don't obey, it kills them.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pleasant.
Yeah.
So maybe they're shifting them, and they do that alien thing that they did. I don't know. This is thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're kind of like killing the human body, but then putting like an alien body on. Well, the weird thing I thought was the legs were there, and then he went crazy. And RFID can make you go crazy, I think. It changes everything, and you're like kind of the demon when you take it.
Yeah, if you look back at ancient drawings where, you know, a long time back, you know, Flood of Noah or whatever, I think they had pictures in the hieroglyphics, didn't they, of half human, half, you know, animal.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, when someone gets the mark, they're completely handed over to Satan. So I can see why they'd be completely open to just even more demonic activity. Like that, you know? So I could see why they instantly just become like a zombie.
Well, Chuck Missler talked about that Noah, when he was mentioned in the Bible as having a lineage, he had a perfect DNA, meaning he had not been mixed. Yeah.
If I also
and that's what they're trying to bring back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's really creepy if you think about having to be left with all that. I don't think people quite understand how bad it's going to be. It's going to be pretty terrifying.
I mean, people are just going to get the mark because, you know, it has all, it's, you know, it's selling to these college students and these young people that want to stay young forever and don't want to lose weight and all that, so.
Mm-hmm. Lots of lies.
Yeah, and someone actually had a vision or a dream or something where when everything's let loose, the aliens or the demons or whatever that's going to be unleashed will pretend to almost fear the people who get the mark. So it kind of encourages people as a false kind of safety thing, even though it doesn't actually do anything. It just tricks people into thinking, you know, there's more benefits to it.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds, I mean, honestly, if you try to think about it from a non-Christian perspective, I can totally understand why a lot of people would want to do it. Like someone that never knew about Satan and all that, they'd be like, oh, I got to take this. It's my only hope, you know?
Yeah. People, the only people who won't get it are going to have to be Christians because there is no reason not to get it unless you know what it is.
Yeah.
Then you've got preachers, I've heard two so far that have actually been preaching that you can take the RFID chip and it's okay, you're not going to hell or anything. And I just was
shocked.
John
MacArthur. Yeah, I remember spoke to John MacArthur a lot, and then I stopped once he said that he still thinks someone can get saved even after they take the mark. I was like, okay, I'm
done. Right.
Yeah, and the thing with
that's
that is
one of them.
It's a legality thing, you know? Like, go ahead.
Yeah, but when they take a mark of the beast, they think it's their final hope. And little they know that hope is a great deception. When they don't know the real hope of Jesus Christ, and they thought that hope is the mark of the beast. And the hope of that mark of the beast is the false hope. It leads to destruction, the hope of the mark of the beast. But they don't know that, so they have to know in the tribulation. The hope for them is saying, like, help Jesus. God showed me, like, even if they just say, help Jesus, they're going to heaven, so they just need to cry out to the Lord.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
Have you all been leaving any notes ready for, you know, those left behind or anything?
Yeah, can you say so for me? But not very many. I put them in my apartment.
Uh-huh.
So when I move out, you know, they'll have to see
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
So,
you know, if, I was going to leave in my note that if they draw geometric shapes on their forehead and next to their nose underneath the eye, it confuses the cameras. So the cameras don't see them as a person because, you know, they've got the scans and everything's ready to go. We had a big building over here built, and I was pretty freaked out. It said Federal Collective Data Building. And then I guess a lot of people started noticing it. It was enormous. And then they changed the name a second time, and then it was Military Federal Collective Data. And then they changed the name for a third time, which is more hidden as to what they're doing. So they've got everybody's profiles and faces in their computer system. When those cameras see them, they're going to know where those people are. That's how they're going to track them. But the bicycle trails, the Lord showed me, are not going to have any cameras. So I'm leaving in my note for those that are left, use the bicycle trails, you know, use geometric shapes on your face, and use the reflective blankets because the drones will also be trying to kill them.
Wow, that's awesome. That's great advice.
Sarabelle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I don't know how this stuff works, so I've just been staying on the line listening to you guys. I also want to...
Yeah, well, we've got seven callers in
Sarah,
right now, and they're all on the line, so...
Oh, well, I do have to get off the phone so that everybody can get on, right?
No, you're fine.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know if I need to get off the line to let other people get on and say something, okay? But what I want to add real quick to what you guys are saying is my observation, and not just mine, but all of our observations for the last several years on how the increase of tattoos have become so, you know, widespread. And that's not to say that, you know, that everybody that is tattooed is not a Christian, not saved, not going to go into rapture, but it has made the tattoos have made an opening for people to be able to say, hey, yeah, you know, I'll take the mark because, you know, it's become easy for them to take, you know, to go ahead and get tattooed, so it'll be easy for them to say yes to the RFID chip or... Pardon?
I'm sorry, we lost you for a second. You're back.
Okay. The other aspect to, you know, the transhumanism that is coming, you know, into fruition, is, you know, all the drugs that people are taking, whether it's legal or not, you know, for medications and for you know, altering their minds through meth, through heroin, through whatever, because what it's doing is it's altering their mind so that, once again, these demonic entities will be able to infiltrate the mind and change the DNA. So these things, you know, we're actually seeing them come to pass, and, you know, the Lord is getting ready any second to put his foot down, just like he did in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, you know, and I'm sure all of us have, you know, read or or studied a little bit about what happened in Genesis 6, and that was that the sons of God, which were angels, but it was the fallen angels that mingled with man. How they did, you know, with women, how they did that, you know, I think is still a mystery. But their offspring were half human and half fallen angel. So they became the men of renown. They became the Nephilim. And so when, you know, most people think that when we read in Matthew that it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. For years and years, most of us thought that it was, you know, wickedness and lawlessness spreading like wildfire. Well, it is, but there's more to it than that. It was when God destroyed the earth with a flood, it was not just because the wickedness and lawlessness had gotten out of hand. It was because the Nephilim were spreading all over the earth. And he said, oh, no, I'm not having any of this. And so he flooded the earth with water. But somehow, some of them still managed to exist, because then we read when David fought Goliath. Goliath was a giant. He was a Nephilim. So were his, I think he had five brothers, and they were Nephilim. So that's what's going to be happening, you know, in the very, very near future, if it's not already.
Hello, can anyone hear me?
Yes. Well, now I can.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
You're there? Yes.
Yeah, you're on there.
Sure about. I didn't know that I was on air.
Well,
yeah,
I'm
really,
continue on what
really,
you're saying. Continue on.
Who are you talking to?
You.
So I just wanted
to
say that what you're saying, I'm really, really, really glad that you're saying, because I think a lot of people didn't realize that.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, no, yeah. This is exactly what you know, Matthew 24, when he's talking about, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be as it was in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. All you have to do is go back to Genesis 6 and see that in Genesis 6 we see, you know, the offspring of the fallen angels, you know, mating with women, and their offspring become the men of renown, the Nephilim, the giants. And they were the ones that were roaming around the earth, and they had superpowers. And think about, you know, all these action figure cartoons that we've had over the years. Superman, you know, Iron Man, Spider-Man, you know, Batman. All of these caricatures, superhuman. You know, they don't advocate the superpower, the supernatural power of our God in us. They're not manifesting that power, even though, yes, they're good guys fighting evil, but I'll get to that in a second. But where did they get that idea from? That was Satan's way of trying to get people to desire becoming a superhuman, but it's the wrong type of superhuman, because the only right kind of superhuman that we have is the fullness of God in our spirit. We have all of Almighty God in our spirit, but he's still growing in us. That's why at the rapture, our entire body is going to be glorified. This shell is going to disintegrate, because now the manifestation of the fullness of God as the real sons of God is going to be manifested in us. And now when we go up to be with the Lord for all eternity, we are going to be new, we're going to really be new creations because we have no sin in us. We have no death, no sorrow, no pain. We're not even going to have the memory of anyone ever hurting us or us ever hurting anyone. So if somebody, you know, let's just say in a relationship, it was just horrible. People were abused and they were, you know, they were wronged and hurt and everything else that we know. Okay, but they've repented, and they're with the Lord. Well, when that person who was hurt by that other person sees that person, they're not even going to remember. They're not going to recognize them as as a person.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, see? Isn't that awesome? This is what gives us all hope. This is the hope of glory in us.
Right? The blessed hope.
It's our blessed hope, and we all ought to. Every single person should be shouting for joy, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." Because that when he comes for us, he's restoring our mind completely. We're going to have the manifestation of the mind of Christ. Right now we're speaking. We're believing by faith. We have the mind of Christ. He's renewing our mind day by day. And how is he doing that? He's doing that by us worshiping, praising, reading, studying, fellowshipping, you know, walking in his presence, walking under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, getting to know him intimately, loving him, you know, just pouring out everything to him and letting him pour himself into us. But once we are in eternity, he makes all things new, and we're going to be doing things that we never could do here on earth. For starters, at the rapture, we are defying the laws of gravity. Right now, no matter how much you try, I try, any of us try to fly, we can't. Some of us can't even jump up, but we can't. We can't. Gravity pulls us down. But at the rapture, we're defying the laws of gravity because we're going up. Even the dead in Christ defy the law of gravity because their graves are being opened and the spirits and glorified soul are coming back into the earth. And when they put on that body that they once had, that body is a glorified body now. It doesn't look like it did, although we will recognize each other. We will recognize how that's going to happen. I think the only thing I believe it, how we're going to know is through our eyes. There's something very, very special about our eyes. You know, now they're all going to be beautiful. We're all going to be beautiful. We're all going to have beautiful eyes. But there's something very unique and very special about our eyes. We can look at someone and we can tell. You know, if they're telling the truth, we can tell. If they're truly a child of God, we can tell. We can sense the presence of God coming forth. There's something special about our eyes. There's a scripture that tells us the eyes are, somebody help me out.
The one that says if the eye has light, the whole body has light in it. But if the eye is dark, then the whole body is dark.
That one, but I think who's the guy that just said something about it's a window. Our eyes are a window.
Yeah,
yeah,
right? Eyes right being like a window to the soul.
Exactly. That's it. It's a window to our soul. So that's why I think we're going to recognize each other. Because there's just something very special about our eyes that the Lord made. It's a window to our soul, and our soul is going to be glorified. You know, and he's going to erase all our memories of being hurt. Remember, the Lord says, "I remember your sins no more." So you know, even though we try not to remember our own sins, sometimes the devil, who's the accuser of our brethren, comes to us and says, you know, remember you did this, remember you did that, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And that's why we need to have the Word of God living and operating in us constantly, so we can rebuke him with the Spirit of the Word of God in us. So, hey, no, Satan, I've been washed and cleansed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Look at the blood of Jesus on me, and you cannot touch me. Look at the blood of Jesus. And as soon as you say that, the devil and his minions flee. They are more afraid of the blood of Jesus than anything else. And the devil doesn't want us to know the power of the blood of Jesus. But yet, okay, so Lord, all these insights, right? Okay, here's another interesting observation I made several years ago, many years ago, in fact. Look at all these vampire movies that are out.
Oh, yeah. That is so demonic. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, but look. Okay, they're demonic, right? And we know that. We get that. But here's the caveat. Why is there such an interest, a curiosity about the blood? Why does the vampire want to suck the blood out of people? Because the devil knows there's power in the blood. There's, first of all, just as a human being, the blood is what keeps our bodies alive. That's number one, okay? But number two, when Jesus was crucified on the cross and he shed his blood, all right, and he died shedding his blood, the devil thought he had beat God. He thought he had done away with God. But Jesus showed up and said, hey, devil, Satan, give me those keys. And he's like, what are you doing here? And says, hey, I'm God. And I shed my blood, because the devil does not have blood. Remember, the devil was at one time an angel. And the angels do not have blood. They're spirit beings. They do not have blood.
Hey, John, you're on the air, John. If you want to talk, do you have something to say, bud?
John,
I made that same observation. It's so cool because the spirit in the spirit form it doesn't have flesh or blood.
Right.
I believe that's why, when the fallen angels that came and they made it with the women, I believe they had to go in and possess the men in order to do that.
Exactly, you're right.
John, are you there
now? Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to say something.
Go ahead.
I think, I'm just saying that in the beginning of tribulation, after we leave, I think when the false rapture happens, people are not going to see it. So, maybe the UFOs will be invisible when they take us, because Satan can't reveal his plans, even in the tribulation. He can reveal his plans in tribulation, but I don't think at the beginning he is, because I think the UFOs will be invisible when they take him. But then when they're done, abducting them and, making them into, a new race. These people, the UFOs will, come out and they're not, invisible anymore. And then that's when they go, they're mad now because they want to... Devil doesn't like humanity. He wants to destroy it. That's why.
Right.
I mean, I think that Mark of the Beast thing has something in there that makes you want to go, crazy and stuff, because that's what I saw in my vision. This guy just went completely insane.
Sure does, and also with that, you can look at homosexuality, how the devil wants to encourage that, because he knows that if the man and woman doesn't come together, they won't reproduce, so he tries to confuse them.
Very good.
Yeah, and also, it's when the rapture happens, nobody's going to, like, be paying attention when the rapture happens. But I think when the rapture happens, they're not going to see us go because, you know what, that would be too easy to save a bunch of people. God wants them to believe by facing the tribulation to say, help Jesus, and he'll actually help. God doesn't want to reveal it to people because he wants, really, for them to give their whole life to him and cry out. Because, you know, that would be too easy if he just revealed the rapture to them. They're going to be blind and deceived, so they're not going to see it when we're out of here. So they have to, like, have a little more trial of faith to believe it and say, help Jesus, and know he's actually going to help them in their tribulation.
Definitely.
John.
I have a question
for you. Has the Lord showed you how the rapture is going to occur? Tell us.
So it's on a perfectly normal day, really normal day. Everybody is, like, walking around. And then, like, I saw basically everybody, and the true bride was just, like, they received this and worshiping him. Then when he came, they're still worshiping him, but he just, like, took them up really fast. So, like, everybody, like, sees it. It's kind of slow when they go up, but it was just, like, took him, like, right, and, like, oh, he was right about in twinkling of an eye, because it was really only like 1 second. We were all gone. And then people were really shocked. That's how he kind of showed it to me.
I also have another idea. I'm not sure if this was shown to someone in a vision or more than one person in a vision, but one person, I think, saw it as the sky was completely white. It became really light, and time stopped. And then they were able to see, it's like they were able to see the rapture kind of happening in normal speed, but the world around them stopped, and, like, they could see the angels grabbing people and snatching them up, and then they get snatched up. By that point of view, I don't know if the world would have seen it or if they would have just not seen it, but the only people to see it would be the bride. I'm not sure, but I thought that was cool. And another person explained to me as time would stop, like if you were eating cereal or something, like this spoon would stop in midair right before it got to your mouth, and then like, and then the rapture would happen. Everything would stop.
Everyone that's called in is on air right now. Everyone is able to talk. So,
wait, Katie, I want to say something. I think that's what would you say in Boston? I was saying, like, you think it's going to be, like, FOMO rapture? And when Thurball said that, that kind of proved it to me. I wanted God to show me that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when the rapture happens, you don't know. These people are going to be really shocked out of their mind, because they're going to see this, like, all their, like, animals get disappear right from them, all their, like, and all their children, and they're not going to believe it at first because they think it's all a dream. You know, almost all the people in the rapture will think it's going to be like a dream. But when like, the dream goes on for, like 7 years, they think all this destruction when they're blind is a dream, but when it goes on for 7 years, they're going to wake up and they know it's not going to be, no, it's not a dream. I just kind of wanted to share that with you.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes very, very good sense. Tell us, anybody, tell us about the 144,000 evangelizing Jews. What the Lord has shown you. Anybody?
Sarabel, yeah. All right. The 144,000, I think I was trying to learn some about that. At first, I didn't know if the 144,000 was a part of the bride because the 144,000 kept talking about the 3 days of darkness. And I know that if the 144,000 being a part of the bride, the other part of the bride isn't going to see the 3 days of darkness because we'll still be up in heaven. But I think the bride is divided into two groups. Like, one of them is the Philadelphia church and the other one is the 144,000. The Philadelphia church is who stays up in heaven, and then the 144,000 return, and that's why they're able to see the 3 days of darkness. So maybe maybe sometime during the 3 days of darkness is when the 144,000 will come back down.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
That's what my mom kind of observation. That's like my mom's observation. And,
yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, and like, I don't really try to see 144,000, but I only know that. But like, the 144,000 could be anybody. I'm sorry if that makes a lot of people mad. Could be anybody. Yeah, seriously.
I believe that. You know why? Because I believe that even though we are the Gentile bride,
right?
We were able to trace our lineage, we go all the way back to Abraham. Somewhere along the line, we're of Abraham's seed. He's our daddy of faith, right?
Right.
And
right.
And you know, Jesus came from the line of David, and look at us. So I think all of us have Jewish blood in us.
Yeah, I think that's also true.
And that's why I think we, I never thought of it that way. I mean, I really had, when I had studied, the scriptures on the 144,000 Jews, I thought they, because it does say they come from the 12 tribes of Israel, except that, I won't go into that, otherwise, yak, but.
Sorry, I totally agree with that. I also, when you're done, I'd also like to add something to that.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, I think that maybe not all of us can be traced back to come from Jacob, you know what I mean? Because there was also Ishmael. So, of course, he has a lineage, right?
Right.
I think that those who are, this is what I think about the 144,000 as someone explained it to me. Even as there are females in it, everybody in it, like the people from the tribe of Judah or Simeon or whatever, every single one of them, their lineage, if you go back, they're from that son of Jacob. So, yeah, you're
very right. You're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And see, even Muslims, okay, many Muslims are being saved. Well, you know, they're part of the bride. You know, just because they were born in that part of the country and believed, you know, they for the longest time, you know, were raised to believe in Muhammad, you know, and whatever. But once the Lord Jesus has been revealing himself to so many Muslims.
Yeah.
They don't have the Bible, but he's been revealing himself to them because God knows his own. He knows his own. We're his sheep, and we hear his voice. And it don't matter where we are, and what part of the world we're in. We know his voice. We know our heavenly Father's voice. So if they were from the line of Ishmael, well, Abraham's their father, and then we have Esau, you know, Jacob's twin. But anybody who is truly saved by the blood of Jesus, hey, they're part of the bride. If they're looking for the Lord to return, they're hunkering down. Wow, we've been talking about this. God is not limited in a box. He's not in a box. And too many people, you know, quote the same scriptures over and over and over again. That's the only scripture they know, and they don't even know where it is.
Yeah.
Wait, can you say something?
Amen.
We already know it's the end, but at least I can't really tell it's the end because so many families are breaking up and being mean and are being shocked of how much, like, people are being mean to each other. That's why I know we're in the end, because God says, like the daughter against daughter-in-law or father or, like, son against, I didn't say that would happen the last days, and it has been happening a lot lately. People have been moving
around,
right. And, like, destroying
right.
relationships, and it's just crazy. Now I know we're in the end days. This
right.
is another sign.
That's very true. That's very
yeah.
true.
And people are going to be, and we already know we're going to the rapture, but people are going to be really shocked who's going to the rapture and who isn't. You may think some people are going to the rapture, but if they just have, really, God doesn't keep, like, God keeps these hatred against these people, because if they really hate, if they only have, like, a one amount of hate, they really need to get rid of that, because hate keeps you, I think hate keeps you from the rapture. You have to have hate, you have to be forgiven of that, because the true bride has to have all love right now, and even love for enemies, because there's, like, so many people, like, exposing us and stuff, and I forgive all of them, but it's just crazy how people are just, like, bashing each other, and that's why I know a lot of these people are not going, because they don't have love, and if they don't have love, that's the end of the story for them.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to have to get strength in the situation.
Yeah. 144,000 will come down to these people that have been mocking us, and they'll just say, like, these people are right, and you just need to get your life together in the tribulation.
Right. So cool.
Yeah. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, let me pull a captured or counted worthy on you. You ready? How do you know that I'm bold for Jesus?
Oh, bold for Jesus!
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I got too much to interrupt to talk, but I've been believing what Renee Moses has been saying, and I believe that the 21-day delay is true in regards to the real Hanukkah, which will be the seventh day, would be this Friday, the 24th, as the most likely day for the rapture. That's all I can say is, I guess, that.
Yeah.
You can feel I've been also singing and playing my bass guitar. You can hear me do that. I'm trying to edify people that way. And I've been preaching less. And like Judy says, we got to get in the ark and stop preaching and just spend time with Jesus.
Oh, no.
Hey,
hey,
God bless you all. It's been good to hear you. Yeah.
Paul for Jesus, great singing on your channel.
All right, hey, thanks.
I like your happy day one.
Oh, you like that one? Yeah, that's a good one.
The lady who made
a video laughing at me. She said her son, I think her son's 9 or 10, and she has a daughter that's 2 years old, and they always say, can we get on the computer and watch the guy sing? They liked me. So I got a 2-year-old fan.
Wow. How awesome.
Don't worry, we'll produce the happy days about to come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got happy days now, too. That'd be better.
Yeah. That's what he told me. Seconds away, really, seriously.
Who's on the phone right now?
Bull for Jesus. He's this guy who sings these,
right.
like, songs.
Yeah, I know. Bull for Jesus. And who else?
Yeah, my name is Patrick. Yes, me.
Sarah Bell? Yeah.
Katie? John?
Student and learning.
Who?
Oh, student and learning.
Student and learning.
Yeah, God gave me that name some years ago when I was, I kept hearing him tell me to learn the feast, and we were brand new at it all, so, yeah. Learning,
well,
student and learning the feast, but it's student and learning.
Well, nice to talk to you. You know who I am, right?
Yes, I do. I almost cried. I was having such a hard time. Your voice reminds me of something from when I was very young. Your accent. There was a woman who I adored her. She was my best friend's mother, and she had an accent very similar to yours. And she told me I was pretty young. I was like 9 years old, and she looked at my eyes and she said, "Your eyes remind me of Jesus." So I went home, and I said, "Well, I don't know who Jesus is, and I don't understand who God is." And I got on my knees, and I said, "Well, if she thinks you're pretty great, you must be pretty great." And I said, "God and Jesus and whoever you are up there, come please live in my heart." And the funny thing is, I moved far away, long story, all the way across the country. I was in prayer. I had become born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues. And I'm praying, and I could tell somebody was in trouble, and my tongues came so fast I couldn't keep up. And I said, "Lord, what's wrong? Who's in trouble?" And he gave me an image of her, and he said, "She's in trouble." So I kept praying, and I said, "Well, what do you want me to do, Lord?" And he gave me an image, and I saw her. She was trying to take her life. And I'm like, "Surely, Lord, I cannot be hearing you right. I can't be hearing you right. I'm going to go walk the dog, and I'm going to come back. And if this is from you, Lord, convict me that this is from you." And so I came back, and I'm like, "Okay, I can't get away from the conviction. I know this is from you." So I said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" He said, "Call her." I picked up the phone, and then I laughed. I said, "I haven't heard from her in 10 years. I don't even know where she lives." And I'm thinking I have a clever excuse not to follow through with his demand of call her, and then he gave me the number. And so I called her, and I'm trembling. I'm kind of crying. I'm like, "Lord, I hope I'm hearing you right." And the Holy Spirit came over me. She picked up the phone, and she's crying the whole time I'm talking. And the whole time I'm presenting the gospel, and at the same time, the Holy Spirit through me is presenting the gospel to her. I'm going, "But Lord, I thought she knew you. She's the reason I gave my life to you."
Wow.
And then after she got done crying, I'm like, "Oh, wow. Lord, help me. I hope I'm not saying the wrong things, because I know it's your Holy Spirit." She had said that she never gave her life to the Lord. And she started telling me that, she said, "Do you know what I was just doing?" And I told her, I said, "Don't tell me. I will tell you." I said, "You're trying to take your life right now, and I was just in prayer." And she said, "Yes. How did you know?" And I told her, I said, "God just showed me, and I was in prayer." And she said, "Well, I've got to go turn the car off," because she was going to do it by, you know, a means. And so she came back to the phone. I got to lead her to Christ. And after I led her to the Lord and she surrendered her life to the Lord, I'm really puzzled. I said, "I thought that you knew the Lord. You said my eyes look like Jesus. Why did you say that?" And here I'm 20 years old, you know, talking to her. And she said, "Because I saw your suffering, Michelle. I saw your pain. I knew you were suffering terribly as a child, and your suffering reminded me of Jesus." I said, "But you didn't know him?" And she's like, "No." She's like, "I never gave him my life or anything." So I got to lead her to the Lord. So I'm hearing your accent. I'm hearing you talk about the eyes and everything, and I'm like, my heart's beating out of my chest. I'm like, "Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness." It's just, it really touched my heart to hear your accent and to even hear the things you shared about the Lord. It's just so cool.
Wow. Oh, Lord, praise you.
Wow.
All the glory goes to the Lord. All of it, all of it, all of it, all of it. I always give glory to God for everything he does through me. And I don't even, you know, so many times people say things, they tell me how God spoke to them through me, or, you know, what a blessing I've been, or whatever. And it's just the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's nothing I'm doing. It's just him. And even my voice, my accent. I mean, who would have thought that my accent, somebody would have picked up on my accent, And isn't the Lord just wonderful? He's just, how can we not love him? How can anyone not love him? And most of all, how can anyone say, well, yes, we know he's coming. He is coming, but we don't know when. I mean, it could be 100 years from now. No man knows the day or the hour, so don't even go there. Don't even go there. You just want to bop them over the head because there's a reward, and isn't that, when we talk about our crowns, when we talk about the rewards we're getting, you know what? It's all more of Jesus. There's no competition. There's no competition about, oh, well, you have more crowns than I have. You know, here on earth, everything is competitive, even in the ministries. You know, Joel Osteen has a bigger church than John Hagee does, and John Hagee is more known because of this. And you have Benny Hinn, and you have all these big shot names, big name ministers on TV or on the radio, and I've been helped by so many of them, including Joel Osteen. But in this earthly realm, people are still competitive, even in these ministries, and there's one church, one body, one Lord, one Savior, one God. And what people don't get is there's not going to be denominations. There's not going to be, churches with buildings and people. There's going to be worship, but it's different from the worship we're even doing here, because here we worship. The more we worship the Lord, the more we get him in us, we get more of him, so that we can eradicate sin from our lives. This is how we become overcomers. Yes.
Carol, yeah, I agree with you. These people are saying, yeah, he's coming, but we don't know the day and hour 100 years from now. And it's kind of like they're resisting the rapture, and they're saying they want to live here for 100 more years. But how can you live here for 100 more years and go through your life when you're about to begin the new life, which is way better than this one?
Exactly. That's exactly right. You got it.
Of course
you have it. You got little prophet. Of course you know it. You get it. But that's I don't get it. I'm like, why don't you want Jesus to come right now? I mean, why? He's the one who's going to solve all the world problems. All the world problems.
Right.
So why
everyone? I was really, really, really happy to hear from all of you, but I think that I'm going to have to go for now. I might call back in, but I might not be able to speak. But thank you all for your stories, and thank you for sharing everything. God bless you, and hopefully I'll be back on before the show ends.
Okay, bye.
Well, we love you, and so glad to hear you. Hear all these people that we chat with on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, when people say the next 100 years, I mean, they're referring to the new millennium, because we're getting raptured any second now, like probably today, now. It's here, and the rapture's now, and it can't be within 100 years, so that's going to be the new millennium. We're leaving now, it's here, and it's now. And the rapture is here, but then a tribulation, that is within the 100 years that they're talking about, but the 100 years really are going to be in the new millennium. So people need to get it straight through their minds.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You got it, John. You got it. You know that we're all shoving each other aside to give you a great big hug in the air. We all want to give you a great big hug in the air, and everybody's saying, I'm first to give John a big hug.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, John? God is going to be the first one to give you a great big hug. We all have to wait in line, because God is going to get you first. And for all we know, he might not let you go for a long time.
No. There's going to be plenty. Well, there's not that many going, but there's going to be plenty of people have to be in line, but I think I'm going to be first. Yeah. And how can these people say he's coming in the next 100 years and they're not desperate for him? You know, when we are, we're so desperate for him, and these people aren't. They're like, oh, it's fine if he comes in the next 100 years. And why would you want to live here? I mean, like, be desperate for him. That's what the bride should be doing right now. I just want to see him so bad.
Exactly. You know, and that's what's going to bring him to us. The more we tell him we want him, we love him, we're going to bug him. We need to bug him and bother him until he says, okay, here I am. And here he is for us.
I feel like the kid in the back seat there keeps saying, how much longer?
Right, get me there.
Yeah, that's how I feel like, too.
Right. That's what we
have. Hey, John, will
Judy
get on the line?
Oh, no, she doesn't really want to talk.
Okay.
She just wants you, like, Carter and Luca to take over.
Okay.
We hear her not enough, because we never hear her enough, but we hear her a lot on the video. And Judy, I know you're listening. We just love you. I just love you. And I can't wait to see the next video you're gonna put on for us. It's gonna be on this talk show. I prophesy. I see a vision. I have a vision that you are going to be talking about this blog show. And I can't wait to hear. To hear it. Oh,
hey, Cheryl.
Yes.
Hi, it's Jason. I just wanted to say hi for a second, kind of interject here. You guys are talking about how, you know, people are saying it's a long time from now and don't want to accept that Christ is coming back now. This really kind of hit me yesterday, and I was thinking about, when Jesus was walking around with all the people, and he told them that, you know, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, this is a tough teaching. And a lot of people walked away at that point. And this right now of Jesus truly coming back now is a really tough teaching for people to accept. It was tough for me to accept. It took me several months to accept. So when people are fighting against it, it's the same thing that happened when Jesus was walking amongst them. So if it's happening now and people are wanting to say, oh, no, it's in 100 years, or, oh, no, you know, I know the Bible and this has to happen first and this has to happen first, they're doing the same thing they did 2,000 years ago.
Wow. Very good insight.
When they say 100 years, they mean they're going to be in the tribulation, because we're like weeping now. The tribulation lasts 7 years. And after that, we're going to be a new millennium. So next 100 years, we're not going to be here. Sorry.
Right.
You can be down there or be up here in heaven. Because, like, it's 2009 that he's coming now. And plus, why do people don't want him to come, like, in the next, like, now, they want him to come in the next 100 years. That's the 9 who are rejecting him. They don't want him to come and sustain that, really.
You're right. They're rejecting him by saying, you know, he could come in the next 100 years. They're rejecting him because they're not wanting him to come right now. Because
they're holding on to their scrolls and telling everybody that you have to do this first and this has to happen, and they're denying prophets, whether it's John or me or Zach or whoever. I mean, what I've really noticed, the wolves have come out a lot really strong lately, which can only show that we're getting that much closer.
Absolutely, absolutely, and one thing that that Roddy brought out. And boy, I wish he was here, because we'd love to hear what he has to say. But one thing he brought out, which really, you know, turned the light bulb on me, was when he brought out the scriptures that when Jesus said, "No man knows the day or the hour," and I don't think it was just him. I've heard this from other people as well. But Jesus was talking to the Jews who did not even know. They did not know that the temple was going to be torn down in 70 A.D. They did not know the Jews were going to be dispersed. They did not know that there was going to be a Holocaust and that 6 million Jews were going to be, you know, killed. And that through that, because of that Holocaust, they were going to come back to the land of Israel, and that Israel was going to be reborn in one day. They did not know the day or the hour. That was one of the things, one of the items that Jesus was referring to when they asked him, when will these things be? You know, they did not know that. The other aspect, and this I've heard many a time in the last several years, is that the only day, the only feast of the Lord that is mentioned in, what is it, in Leviticus, where he mentioned the seven feasts, the only feast the Jews do not know the day or the hour that it begins is Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets, because the Jews have to wait for the sliver of the moon before they can say, aha, this is now the true day of Rosh Hashanah. And because it's associated with the Feast of Trumpets, and 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17 talk about the, you know, we will hear the trumpets. You know, people have come to the conclusion that it's very, very possible and very likely that Jesus will return on the Feast of Trumpets. But now that we have more information that the Lord is revealing to us, that doesn't necessarily, you know, hold water, because the other aspect to that is he's speaking to the Jews, and, you know, we're the bride. We're not obligated to the feasts. You know, he can come. In fact, he's been telling us he's coming right now, today, seconds, any moment. So, you know, we're not in the time. We're not anywhere near the Feast of Trumpets. We're not near the Feast of Rosh Hashanah. And now with the four blood moons coming upon us in April, oh, Lord, and please, get us out of here now, today. You know, too many things are going to start happening. The world is getting crazy. Just all we have to do is look at the crazy weather that people are experiencing, especially up north and in the northeast. And I'm in South Texas, where we're having a drought. We haven't had rain in who knows how long. Everybody's getting snow and ice, and us, we don't even get one single drop. Neither does, and California, you know, is also in a drought. So, you know, the Lord is trying to warn them. He's getting ready. He's preparing us bride. You know, love me. Come to me. Just love me, love me, love me, love me. And that's the message. The message is love. Love, love, love. And Judy, thank you. Thank you for being obedient to the Holy Spirit, for listening to him, realizing that the message of the Lord right now is love. Love your God with all your heart, all your might, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the way we've been, especially you guys, have been dealing with these oh my goodness, the mockers and the scoffers. And John, you opened my eyes to those scriptures that say, you know, brother will come against brother, and you know, the families are going to be fighting kingdom against kingdom. And here we have our own brothers and sisters in Christ being so vicious against their brethren. I always thought that it had to do with, you know, an unbelieving family attacking a believing member of the family. That's what that's how I interpreted those scriptures. The Muslims against the Jews, or non-believers against the Christians. But what we've experienced in the last, the last month or two has just been, oh my goodness, it's just been unbelievable that you think,
wait,
wow.
Can I tell something?
Yes, go ahead.
He's not coming because on cartoons, video games, and movies, they all prove he's, like, coming, and it's, like, a thief in the night, and it's now. But even cartoons and, like, video games prove it. These people need to wake up who's in front of their eyes, and they don't see anything. And these people think, like, we're crazy for thinking this, but it is going to happen. We are going to disappear right in front of them. These people think
you're
we're crazy.
You preach it, Don. You're right. Yep. Yep, that's exactly it. You see the ungodly putting out movies about it. Yeah.
Yes.
And they seem to be like ripping everything up for saying like now and saying like not like soon now, and you are just ripping them up. But I've got one word to those people that are saying we're crazy. We are going to finish, and we ain't crazy, baby. Okay.
We ain't crazy, baby.
We ain't crazy, baby. So these people think we are, just deny them, okay? Because there's a lot of people that are like, but they're trying to, like, even people are saying, like, they're not preaching the gospel. They're preaching this rapture gospel, and it's like, it's not God's gospel. And I threw up because God rapture now, okay? So these people can just, like, be quiet, okay? They don't have to express it anymore. They just need to get right with Jesus.
Right. Amen. That's all they need. They need to get
pride allows offenses. Pride allows offenses.
Exactly.
And especially when it's a 10-year-old telling them.
Yeah, even a lot of people said like, because like people can't believe it's now in a 10-year-old thing. I mean, God doesn't have an age group in the spirit. I saw a Servo's like video, and a mute toddler was saying Jesus was returning and fire was going to come down. I mean, he can stuff up.
Yep. My little girl Abby has, since the age of 3, been reading out of Revelation. She won't let us read any other book. Can you please read Psalms? Mommy would like to hear Psalms. Nope. Got to read Revelations. And she, she's 8 now. She's been doing this since she was 3. We were laughing about it again last night. She was reading out of it before she could really read much. But she just will not leave that book. It's Revelations. If you want Abby to read the Bible, you know she's going to read out of Revelations.
Wow.
It's a little kid.
Sounds like me.
It's a little kid. Yep. There's a lot of children. God is moving. Yeah.
Yes.
Out of the mouth of babes. Even our kids are kind of prophetic, really. Our cats used to climb up the screens. My mom made a joke that they were trying to climb to rapture usually. They always came up, climbed up the screen on the gates when God told me today, and I just thought that was kind of a confirmation right there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't need to wake up with all these signs and confirmations. They think it's all fake, but it's not going to be fake. When it happens, they're going to be freaked out, and they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, they were right.
Yeah. That's exactly.
If they humble before the Lord, then we allow him to change, you know, open our eyes, because none of us are going to have everything right. But if, you know, if we stay in a humble spirit, we allow him to teach us about what his plans are and who he is. But some people have such a rut in what they've been taught and what they believe that it becomes a stumbling block to them, that they can't let go of it.
Exactly. And that's part of the reason, you know, I'll speak for myself, and I think I can speak for Judy as well. But I had to leave, you know, the organized church because they imposed too much of their dogmatic teaching. Not that their teachings were wrong, but they boxed God in just in those particular, with those particular teachings, and they didn't want to venture out into any other realms of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit. They don't want to teach the entire, first of all, they don't want to teach the entire Word of God. They pick and choose what they want to teach. And most
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, right. And to add to that, I just wanted to say, I don't know if y'all have seen my video, but I made a video about my home church, actually. We have this guy that's now the children's minister who actually came out and said, this was Sunday morning, and I'll never forget this. He said, the name above all names is not Jesus. And he paused, and he was like, I know this will be very controversial. And I go to a Baptist church, and he goes, the name above all names is Lord. And that's all he said. And I was like, after that, I never went back. I'm like, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also something, he just like disperse the day and the hour so out of context. Because, like, we do know the day and the hour. It's like, you do not know the day and the hour. But he's saying to the people that don't know him, but then he said, but you, that day will not take you overtake you as a thief. And that means
yeah.
because you're chosen of light. And that's us. So we
yes.
we should know.
The
hour.
You're right.
Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Absolutely. Yes.
You can hear me? Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, hi. Can I say something?
Yes.
Okay. It's on to like the day and the hour thing. I was reading in Luke, and this kind of adds on to what Jason said about the parallels of when Jesus first came, and if you read about that, it's I mean, God just, I really feel like he was showing me so many parallels of when Jesus first was here and then now about how people reacted. And one of them was one day they didn't believe that he was who he said he was because they're like, no, because he's from Nazareth. And their preconceived notion was that the Messiah was going to kind of come out of nowhere, you know. And so the fact that they knew who he was, isn't this Joseph's son from Nazareth? That was one of the reasons they're like, there's no way he's the Messiah because the Messiah's supposed to come out of nowhere, you know? And so immediately it hit me as like a parallel that people are like, no, because he'll just come out of nowhere. No, we don't know when he's coming because he'll just come out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Has anyone else seen parallels like that?
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Go ahead, John.
Yes, so. Yeah, he won't come out of nowhere, you're right, to people that don't know him, but to us, the people who know him, he won't come out of nowhere because we'll know when he's going to come, I really think so.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So in that passage, I think in Luke I was reading, that there was a division among the people because of that. So some of them were saying he's a prophet, and then some were saying he's the Christ, and the others just didn't like anything he had to say. And so that's what I'm saying is, like, we can see that we do know. It's not like, you know, the people who just dismiss it because, oh, he's from Nazareth. And so I see a lot of parallels.
Yes. And there's another interesting parallel that, you know, we haven't really, brought up very much that I'm going to bring up a little bit. And that is that, you know, the Muslims believe in a Messiah as well. And that Messiah's name is the Mahdi. And that Mahdi is supposed to come out of, he's supposed to crawl up out of a well, out of nowhere. He's going to come up when Muhammad died, you know, they have these imams. They're called imams, and the 12th imam, they're like, you know, I guess they're like a pope to them. Okay, the 12th imam crawled into a well, and he is going to crawl up out of a well. Now, you know, what's interesting is, you know, volcanoes are very deep, and, you know, the demonic forces come out from, that's where they're going to be coming out of, come out from during the tribulation period. But they believe he's going to come out of nowhere, somewhere in the desert. And when you are brought up that, you know, people believe, you know, they were believing that Jesus was the Messiah was coming out of nowhere. There was that other parallel that, you know, that is interesting about the deception, the coming deception that the world is going to, you know, to experience, because we've talked about, you know, the deception of the UFOs and, you know, the transhumanism and all of this other stuff, but there's also the one world religion that is also going to come together, and that one world religion is trying to bring in Christianity. Tying Christianity and Buddhism and Hinduism and Islam together, with Islam being the top-notch religion that will tie itself to the Antichrist, the political leader. And, you know, that's based on my studies. So, thank you for that.
I have something to share.
So, go ahead.
I already know we're in the last day, but these people, I can already tell because the separation of the wheat and the chairs have, like, already started. Don't you notice? So many people are being so mean, and I can tell those people that are being mean are the chairs, but the people that are being nice are the wheat.
Yeah, and boy, did we see that. Boy, did we see that. It was unbelievable, and you know, John and Judy, you better know that. I know you know, but we're telling you. We pray for you every day. I pray for you every day. I pray for Roddy. I pray for Renee. You know, you guys really went out on a limb. You all, I mean, I have a lot of faith, and I've been telling people the Lord is coming. I've been telling people since 2005, and all I get from a lot of, you know, it's getting better. But a lot of people say, a lot of people that know me, they used to tell me all the time, well, you've been saying that every year. You keep saying that, but you just keep saying that, and you keep saying he's coming, but he hasn't come. You just keep saying that. And finally, this, you know, in the last, I would say the last 3 or 4 months, God is really opening their eyes, not because of me, not anything I'm saying, but he's opening their eyes to realize we really, really are living in the very, very last days. So he is preparing his bride, sanctifying it, and we all need, he's coming for a pure and spotless bride without blemish and without wrinkle. But
yeah, I hate to interrupt, but I just wanted to say goodbye. I've got to go.
Okay.
So it's been so wonderful to actually put a voice with your name. So that's so cool. And I love hearing your voice, John. It's so exciting. And I know there was a couple others that I had heard on there. So for whoever is on, I just wanted to say goodbye. I have to get back to dinner. So.
Okay. Well, I think the show's almost over. I'm not sure. I think that's not much left to it.
Yeah.
Katie, are you there?
So, bye.
I'll here, I'm one. Sorry.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll see you in the chat room of the videos.
I'm outside looking at the UFOs right now.
I'm gonna say one more thing.
Okay.
When the rapture and the tribulation starts, it's gonna be like bam, like something hits them. So like whoa, like when they figure out that they're in the tribulation, and destruction starts. They're gonna not do the rapture. Like oh my gosh, this is judgment. Because after the rapture, judgment is gonna hit like bang. Like my mom saw a domino effect after the rapture. Like simultaneously destruction. But then after the rapture, when we disappear and. It's going to be like the great, I think that's even the greatest, more greater event when Jesus died on the cross for his sins or was born. I'm sorry. I still think those are great events, but I think it's the greatest one because we're getting actually taken up in the sky to meet Jesus. And after the rapture, like, tribulation is going to be like bam, bam, bam. Like, every second is going to be like this destruction everywhere. After the rapture, tribulation is going to hit like, it's going to hit like, a car crashes into another car, it's going to be like, bam. And it's just going to be like, simultaneous destruction. No fixing in the tribulation.
No what?
No fixing. You can't fix the tribulation. That was God's judgment from the that was God's planned judgment from the very beginning.
So you think planes will be they'll be falling from the sky?
What did you say?
Do you think the airplanes will be falling from the sky and planes will be crashing? Things like that?
Yeah, I think the airplanes will be falling, but they're going to drop their missiles first.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, then, like, well, they would get hit by, like, maybe America if they're, like, Chinese planes. They're going to get hit by America, and they're just going to be, like, battling each other.
Yeah, that'll be like a distraction, sort of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what I'm reading, not reading, but I just looked at the headline right now. It says Iran gave the United States a false impression, and they're saying we did not agree to dismantle anything. So that is telling me that Israel is right on the verge of saying, oh, no, you are not going to attack us. And that, in fact, that's probably how the rapture is going to occur. It will be a normal day, a typical regular day, and all of a sudden those missiles are going to be flying all over the place, and we're going to be gone, and people are going to be distracted by what's going on with the wars that just erupted, and they're not even going to notice we're gone, at least not right away, I think. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
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 It's cartoon.
Yeah, and then all this stuff.
Yeah, everyone's
curious
on the line, so everyone can talk.
Okay.
Oh, is Carter and Luke over there and Jason?
Yeah, buddy,
yeah,
we're right here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Well, as a two-cent worth, you know, I don't want to be hogging up all the, you know, hogging up the show. Everybody needs to.
Luca, you say something.
Something. Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I was just listening along. I didn't really think of anything to say. Come back to me.
Well, how is the UFOs where you are?
They're not even out yet because it's j-
just now getting to the point where it's darker, so, but still slightly too bright, so. Yep, what about at your place?
Not as many as last night, but we'll see.
I don't even know if I checked them last night.
Well, I never check. I could care less about the UFOs myself. I've had so many. I haven't had any.
I had Colin Carter and Luco and Jason and Katie.
What's that, buddy?
What?
I can't wait to have you, the guys like Carol and Jason and Carter and Luco and Katie.
Thanks. We can't wait to hug you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Doggy pile time in heaven.
That sounds like fun.
Yep. Well, I like that. I really am looking forward to those doggy piles. And I got a vision. I think I got a vision or a revelation of how it's going to happen. You want to know? You want to share? You want me to share how what I saw in my vision about the doggy pile? The pile up?
Absolutely.
There? Okay. We're going to be in our spirit being form. All right. See, right now, if we were to doggy pile on each other, you know, our bodies would be hitting one another, and we'd be, especially here on Earth, we'd be kind of hurting, especially the ones at the bottom of the barrel, the ones at the bottom of the pile, because everybody's piling up, right, and a lot of weight and all that. But we're going to be in our spirit form, our spirit being, and a spirit is kind of like, if you can imagine sort of like see-through, and so we're all just going to kind of go right into each other and be wrapped together in one, and nothing's going to hurt us. I don't know if I explained it right, but we're spirit. We're going to be spirit, so we'll just be able to walk right into each other, And it's God's spirit, you know, God's spirit.
Well, I'm
going to
be
so,
walking
I mean,
into everyone then.
You bet. I mean, I got this vision or revelation of that, because I've been trying to figure out how we're going to dog pile up on each other. How's that going to happen? And then I thought, oh, well, that's easy. We're going to be in our spirit form, and we're just going to be laughing into each other and cracking up, and we're not going to be hurting each other at all. It's not going to hurt at all whatsoever. In fact, it's going to make us, every time somebody piles up on us, wasn't it you, John, or your mom, that said that even the angels were going to doggy pile on us? John?
Yeah, so when we dog pile people, we're going to be happy.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to be sad at all. We're just going to be like, yay, doggy pile's on.
Right. But didn't your mom or you saw the angels also dogpiling on us?
Yeah, I saw like an angel piling.
Okay,
like
see? And see, angels are spirit beings. They don't have, they're not like us. They're spirit. So that's how I got I believe that's how the Holy Spirit gave me the revelation that it would be, you know, that's where we're going to be able to, like, pile into each other, because we're spirit, just like the angels are. And the more we pile on each other, the more we're going to make each other laugh, and we're going to be laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing, and it's going to be so much fun. And people are going to want to join us.
You do believe, like, we'll have, like, bodies, right? Because, you know, like, glorified bodies.
Absolutely. We're absolutely. It's, It's absolutely, we're going to have glorified bodies, and maybe it's our glorified bodies that are going to be. We're going to be able to do that with our glorified bodies. You know, I didn't even think of that, but yeah. But we're going to. I mean, we're going to be doing things we don't do here. We're going to. You know, I mentioned it in one of the videos that. You know, right now here on Earth, we have the Bible that is the answer, that is our, you know, that's our bread of life, you know, by the Holy Spirit. When we're reading the Word of God with the Spirit operating in us, the Word of God comes to life in us, right? But the Word of God here, when we're reading it, it's telling us how to get rid of sin in our life. It's telling us how to love one another, how to love God, how to get to know Him. You know, and the Word of God teaches us how to repent, how to have a change of heart for how we behave, how to press in and how to run the race with endurance. You know, how to fight the good fight, how to put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, and how to walk with the gospel of peace, the full armor of God. All the Bible teaches us how to do all of this, how to have the mind of Christ, how to renew our mind in Christ Jesus, all of these things. But when we, and of course it tells us more importantly that, you know, the Lord Jesus, our Lord Jesus, who's the Word of God, the Word of God who became flesh, okay, walked on the earth, died on the cross for our sins, resurrected, and then ascended. That's for the world to know. But once we're up there, we're not going to need this Bible that we have here on earth, because we're not going to have any more sin. We're not going to experience death. We're not going to experience old age. We're not going to experience pain. We're not going to experience suffering. We're not going to experience, this is over and done with. We're not going to have to be repenting. We're not going to have to be applying the precious blood of Jesus on us. I mean, if we do, it's in a different way, not like it is here. So when we're there, we're going to have a whole new set of Bibles or teachings, because God is going to be teaching us things that he never learned here on earth, because over there we're not going to be needing it.
Exactly.
Right?
What's up? I want to get glorified. I want to leave this world. So how about let's go? Let's go now, yo.
Keep telling him. We all will keep telling him, but... But you're very special to our Creator, John, so you've got to keep bugging him, because he really has done, you know, he chose you for such a time as this. I mean, he chose us all, but you're very, very special to him. And we love him for choosing you. We love him all the more. We're so blessed to have come to know you. We're very,
yep.
very blessed. You're really a blessing
yep.
to us. And I pray that we are a blessing to you too, John.
That last greatest thing was for Carter.
What's that?
For Carter?
That last greatest thing was for Carter.
Oh, ooh, thank you. I loved it.
Yeah.
Freestyle from John. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, John, you really are a blessing to all of us. Thank you for doing all that you do.
Thank you. I never knew it was a blessing.
Thank you. Oh, yes. We still need to do our shout before the show ends.
I know.
Oh, yeah. We still got 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
What's
all right.
Oh, yeah. You want to start saying, come.
The ground is my face.
Come.
Come. Come. The
Amen.
Awesome.
Luca, where are you?
Who?
Oh, come, yeah.
Luca.
Come.
1, 2, 3,
come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come.
1, 2, 3, come.
Come. Any second.
It's the last one. 3, 2, 1. Oh, my breath is almost out. Mirror Knox, come and get me. Mirror Knox, come and get me. Mirror Knox, come and get me.
Come and get me. Mirror Knox, come and get me. Mirror Knox, come and get us.
And also, come get me quick. Jesus, I'm sick of flesh. Woo! I'm sick of flesh. The evil.
Any last minute words? We got 3 minutes left.
No more last minute words.
Well, I know what I just have this to say. I love you guys so very, very, very much, and I am so thankful to the Lord for putting you all in my life, for bringing you all to my life. Because I have friends, you know, I'm very outgoing, but I'm very weary because nobody that I hang out with has that fever, that centricity, that rapture centricity that I have. And you know, I even wrote that the bride is so small and we're all scattered because the bride is so small. There's 6 billion people at least. We're probably close to 7 billion people, and if there's a couple of million people that are bride worthy, the Lord has us all scattered because we have to try to bring in more people into the bride. We can't all be in the same little community. So but He knows our hunger and our longing, our yearning for this rapture-centric fellowship. So He arranged the bride to connect through YouTube. Isn't he wonderful?
I have a last word.
Okay.
The announcement. Our Lord is coming. Is it in your head? In an authoritative warning. Mary Nasa, come and get me. 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 Hi, guys. Bob here. Just wanted to say, I really like this radio show. I've been listening to it, you know, and you guys are awesome.
I love that cat.
I know. I want to hold that little cat in my arms.
You know, somebody threatened to call the SPCA on me and get me out of this crazy crack house. So, you know, I'm still here.
I can't take this seriously anymore.
Okay, well, we're about to be cut off, but we're going to be back here tomorrow night. So y'all tune in tomorrow, okay?
Okay, and keep putting
those
videos
on. Yeah.
Okay, well, love you guys.
Love you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
We have 30 seconds left.
Bye.
I'm about to say, oh.